The Irish Times is reporting today that the Department of Transport has raised concerns about possible legal actions due to lengthening waiting lists for NCT tests, which are now far beyond previous delays. Mark Hilliard, news reporter with the Irish Times, has the story. Fill us in, Mark, please.
Good morning, Anya. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a wide awareness out there that there are issues with delays in getting NCT tests. And in fact, it was raised in the Dáil yesterday with Hildegard Naughton, the junior minister. And essentially, you've got a sort of increasing number of people attempting to get those tests and an inability to meet that demand. The underlying issue is very much the inability to hire a requisite number of mechanics to cut through the list.
Inability to hire due to lack of resources or inability because they can't find them?
No, nothing to do with resources. And I think to be fair to all involved, they're really trying to do everything they can to solve the problem. But there is simply a chronic lack of mechanics available out there. And I think even Applus, who we spoke to about it, have said that this is a European-wide problem. So it's not just an Irish situation, but you have a growing number of people looking to secure the tests and a shortage of mechanics. Now, we looked at the employment numbers across the 49 NCT test centres, and actually, to be fair, they're quite well stocked in terms of mechanics, but the current employment levels are based on what they call a typical year. And this is not a typical year because as a result of COVID-19, the backlog has grown, and they're trying to source additional staff to address that backlog. But they seem to have sort of reached a saturation point where they can't find any more mechanics.
So what kind of delays are we talking about, and why is the Department of Transport worried about possible legal actions?
Well, this is the thing. So the delays, according to the RSA, which is the Road Safety Authority, which is the body that's responsible for overseeing the service, not actually running the service, but overseeing it, they're putting current waiting times at about 25 days. I think that sort of that varies from about 16, 17 days in the case of Tuam in County Galway to about 43 days in Dublin. But then this was raised by Sinn Féin's Darren O'Rourke in the Dáil yesterday. And as he said, it's not unheard of that people are waiting up to 6 months in some cases. And certainly anecdotally, people will tell you 2-3 months. So there's a wide range of waiting times, and there doesn't seem to be any specific standard. It really depends, obviously, on where in the country you're looking to get those tests. Now, on the legal action front, Hildegard Naughton, who's the junior minister in transport, has sort of taken this issue on, and she's asked the RSA for weekly updates to see how they're addressing this. So we've seen in documents that officials in transport have flagged with the RSA, or they've asked them to assess the issue, or what would happen if somebody brought a legal action, and the RSA have got their legal representatives to examine the issue of liability. That's an ongoing process. It could be legal housekeeping, but they won't elaborate exactly what type of litigation they're concerned about.
I certainly want to watch. Mark Hilliard, news reporter with the Irish Times, thank you for that. It's 5 to 9.